Well, you know, what we're seeing today is, and it doesn't take, you know, people a lot of expertise or background to be able to look around the world and see that we have some very dire crises on our plate. We see things like the continuing, I call it a geyser of a oil spill that's happening in the Gulf of Mexico right now. We see, you know, rates of increasing poverty, increasing homelessness, unemployment, and starvation throughout the world. You know, we see this in our own backyards, but we see these same kinds of problems in other places as well. And this is really what these are not accidents. They're not magic. These are the results of very clear and specific policies that are economic policies, political policies, and social policies as well. We currently have an economic system that counts things like an oil spill as good. It increases the gross national product. It shows growth in an economy to have things like environmental disasters like oil spills happening. So it's the kinds of impacts and the kinds of far-reaching effects of economic policies show up in our daily lives, but they also show up in larger structures in terms of how decisions are made about what's going to be produced, how things are going to be produced and distributed throughout the world.
I understand that I get the sense that you're describing their policies up until now, at least, and there's been this big recession and all this talk of changing policies around how the economy works. What do you think will happen at this coming G20 in terms of policy?
Well, I think the cynicism of the common person on the street is quite adequate or is quite appropriate, really. We see with the coming together of the G20 policies that they've or the summits that they've said that their goals throughout these summits are to find solutions for economic policies so that they don't face similar financial crisis in the future as we've experienced globally in the last 12 months, and also to find sustainability solutions. So they're looking at conversations around, you know, specifically around maternal care, around women and the impacts difficulties that women are commonly facing throughout the world, and they're also looking at environmental problems. And so there's a lot of rhetoric that surrounds these things around finding, you know, being solutions based about fixing a current system that we have in order to make it better, in order to avoid those kinds of problems in the future. And so out of that kind of perspective, we also see things associated with the G8, such as the at the table summits that are happening. And these are summits that university students, people from women from women's groups, from non-governmental organizations such as environmental groups as well. There's been a huge amount of expense that's been poured out in order to have a select groups of representatives from those non-governmental organizations to sit at the table and to represent the needs and views of their constituencies. So this is a really key aspect of what actually is happening at the G8 summits and in G20 summits in Toronto as well. And we have to be able to understand that the inclusion of these voices, it's not something that's authentic or really going to be make a difference. What we see is the inclusion of these voices in order to legitimize the actual meetings. The voices of the people are on the streets throughout the world saying that we don't want any more exclusive closed-door meetings where people who are benefiting from policies that are destroying other people's lives. We don't want them to be the ones to make those decisions. We don't want them to say that we're going to fix a system that we see has created incredible environmental destruction and has created incredible poverty throughout the world. We don't want to fix that. We're not asking to reform that. And I think it's really important for people to assess the role that non-governmental organizations are being asked to play in the G8 and G20 summits, and to really say, and to take a real look and say, do we want a better version of the same thing, or do we actually want to bring our voices and our creativity and our minds together to represent another vision, that we know that there are other possibilities, there are other alternatives to how we can organize ourselves. And we want those alternatives to be based on things like solidarity, on human rights. We don't want to be rewarding multinational companies for creating environmental destruction and human rights abuses, which, is really what we see happening in the current system that we have today.
And these at-the-table groups, they're actually invited into the G8, G20 conference.
Yeah, they are.
And so this coming Saturday, your organization, the Vancouver Community Mobilization Network, will be organizing a protest. What's happening?
That's right. We're going to be starting off at Grandview Park, which is on Commercial Drive at the corner of Charles Street. And we're going to be meeting there at noon on Saturday afternoon, and we're going to be marching from there. And we've got some great stuff planned for the afternoon that everyone can participate in.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Marla.
Okay. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.